Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Tonight you're mine,
completely. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you get your business off the ground or get it, help you to grow it if you've already got one. Smallbusinessadvocate.com, and don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Take our poll question, too. That's right on the homepage. Having a great visit with our good friend Charlie Fuel. He's talked to us about differentiating yourself and finding out why customers do business with you. Literally, learning how to ask the question, but also focusing on some of the main areas that you use to touch customers with. And Charlie, in the previous segment, you pointed out that those are products, which include services, processes, which includes, you know, how you decide to go about doing business with people and dealing with them, promotions, which includes any kind of marketing, and then of course the human beings, the people. Talk to us about products. Why is that a differentiator?
Well, here's why. When you wrote your business plan, and I hope everyone has this listening, or at least they're willing to go build a plan. When you do the analysis, the marketplace analysis, certainly there must be a need for a product or service. Sometimes you tie that to a national brand. Sometimes you franchise or you look for a national brand to connect with because there's market share available. But when you design your product or your service that you're going to sell, certainly you have to be competitive. So if you're going to sell a commodity, I call it, and if it's price-driven, then there's got to be something else that's going to drive customers because you're going to have a lot of them at a commodity price. Mm-hmm. But what makes your product different? If it's your brand, if it's your product that you've designed, that certainly has some things that no national product or no other
right.
product in the market has. How are you expressing that difference?
Customization.
What words do you choose to use to help the customer understand what makes me so special?
Mm-hmm.
That 30-second time frame you've got to describe that to a customer, whether it be on the phone, on your website, or one-on-one with a client in a prospecting environment, you must have some words that really help you differentiate what that product or service is or that's different that causes them to have your call to action, to answer your call to action.
I know you're probably going to get into this when we talk about promotions, but folks, if you're a small business owner and if any part of your differentiation plan is low price, then go ahead and lock the doors and throw away the key. You're out of business. It's just a matter of time.
Absolutely. I couldn't say it more strongly, Jim. In today's environment, if you cannot express a value proposition, you're going to struggle.
Yeah.
So part of that work, part of that business planning work is, what's my value proposition and why will the customer want to choose me over someone else?
Why would they care?
Absolutely.
Why would they care? I mean, listen, here's the thing, folks. This is going to be on the test. It's all about them. Get over it.
Absolutely.
And if you can't understand that, I mean, there's nothing else on their mind but them. Because when we buy, that's all we care about.
Mm,
and so just remember that. All right, what about the processes?
Well, that's a great one. We could probably spend hours here, but when if you have the courage during your customer interface process, whether it be the telephone and you get them in the door or you get the interview. So the telephone, you know, the goal of the telephone is to get you the interview, whether you go to their house or whether they come to your place of business.
Right.
If the telephone process is working and you get them in the door, then you have to ask them, you know, why did you choose us? What caused that? You have to have courage to ask that question because sometimes you might not want to know the answer.
Isn't it always important to you have to determine when to ask the question. I mean, when you ask it is as important as having the courage to do it, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Because if you do it right out of the box, it'll seem a little funny. But I always, whenever I meet somebody or if someone calls me to ask me about doing business, I always, sometime in the conversation, I find a place to say, how did you find out about us?
Absolutely. When we do our seminars, one of the questions, you just nailed it, one of the questions is, how did you hear about us?
Yeah.
You know, what part of my marketing and advertising is working? And then once I get them in the door, then my customer service, my scripted customer service interface process of how my courtesy, my respect, the way that I communicate, all that kicks in, and I allow the customer then to express their needs to me. One of the things, I got to tell a short story here. I know time is limited, but one of the things I find in small business America is many of us are experts at what we do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we know our stuff inside out. And if we're not careful, sometimes when a customer comes in and starts to tell us their story, they're expressing their needs, we've already seen it 1,000 times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in my mind, I see that all the time. If you'll just be quiet, I can fix it very quickly. The customer only sees it once. They only have this problem.
It's a big deal. And they've been rehearsing this, too.
Yeah, see? And so sometimes we get caught in this trap where, yeah, I'm the expert, and I'm across the counter, and I've seen this 1,000 times, and ma'am or sir, if you'll just get cut to the chase, I can fix it.
Right.
And you want so bad to say that because you want to express that I have the ability to take care of your problem, but you see, the customer only may have it once.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got to allow them to express that. That's that customer service process. I've got to slow down and allow them to express their needs, their concerns to me, because it may be the only time they'll ever see this concern around their service or product.
And you know, Charlie, that process thing, it could be rules and policies that you set up that have you set up to make it easy for you, but it might not be easy for the customer. Make sure that big companies have to have policies. Small companies, you know, have to be very careful with their policies because policies, which are part of the process, can be deal killers.
Absolutely. You have to ask that customer how it went today.
Yeah.
Have I got another minute?
Nope. And the other thing, I mentioned electronics earlier, your technology. One of the things I tell people, Charlie, is never make your customers touch your technology, processes, unless there's something in it for them.
Absolutely.
So give us your website again.
CharlieFuel.com.
All right. We'll come back after these messages. We're going to talk about the other two P's, promotion and people, with our good friend Charlie Fuel. He is the guy who's in charge of the Charlie Fuel and Associates organization, which helps people with training, business planning, and those kinds of things. So check him out at CharlieFuel.com. Quick break. 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.